One of the FBI's most wanted fugitives was arrested yesterday in France. James Kopp was wanted in the murder of a Buffalo, New York doctor who performed abortions. In the fall of 1998, Dr. Barnett Slepian was home with his family in the kitchen warming soup when a sniper's bullet tore through the window and killed him. In addition to that killing, James Kopp is wanted by Canadian authorities for the shooting of a doctor there. James Kopp has a long arrest record for abortion protests. He is a hero of the violent fringe of the anti-abortion rights movement. At least 7 abortion providers have been killed in recent years. This weekend, HBO will begin airing a new documentary called Soldiers in the Army of God. Followers and admirers of the Army of God believe abortion providers are murderers. I spoke with the film's producers, Mark Levin, Daphne Pinkerson, and Daniel Vohl. Vohl says the film mainly focuses on 3 men who are part of the violent fringe.
These are the guys on the ground who are, whatever the words that politicians and other leaders of these cultural wars can put out there, these are the men who hear them and feel emboldened by them, who feel encouraged by each other, and they are every day praying for God's will in their life.
There are people in this world right now who are looking for directions on what do we do. Well, we end abortion on demand by the most direct means available to us. So stop the abortion with a bullet if that's what it takes. Stop it with a bomb if that's what it takes. You stop abortion on demand. Don't let it go any farther.
Sketch out for me the 3 characters, what, you know, who they are and what their positions are.
Jonathan O'Toole, who was 19 years old at the time, was outraged about abortion and wanted to figure out what his response was going to be. So he got on the internet and he put in 2 words, murder and abortion, and came up with Neil Horsley's name. Neil Horsley has a website called the Nuremberg Files, which lists the names of doctors who perform abortions. So he got in touch with Neil Horsley and became his assistant and met a friend of theirs, Bob Loki, who has a website called Save the Babies.
Anybody who raises a weapon up against these people who are slaughtering these babies, before God and the entire world right now, I say, you are doing God's own work. May the power of God be with you as you aim that rifle. You're squeezing that trigger for Almighty God.
How did you get access to them? How did you get them to let you film them?
It takes a lot of legwork, really, in developing a relationship. I don't think we ever hid who we are and what our perspective is, meaning that we disagree totally with their point of view that it's justifiable homicide to kill doctors that perform abortions. But it is amazing to me, even looking at it now, how open they became, and especially given that Neil Horsley and Bob Loki kind of have their perspectives down. But you got a young guy here, Jonathan, who is really searching for his role in the anti-abortion movement. Is he going to be a political activist, or is he going to be a warrior? Is he going to be the next shooter?
It just hit me one day. I was sitting down on my bed, and it just hit me. A year ago, it hit me that these little babies really were being killed. I mean, I never really had thought about it before, that they really were little babies, that they really were dying, that they were there was no one to protect them. Yeah, there's a certain point where your emotions can only take so much. You can only punch your pillow so many times. And so it's like living in Nazi Germany. It's like you've got concentration camps around you. A lot of them didn't know what they were, but imagine that you did. Imagine that you had found out what was going on. What would be the right response?
If you believe that the unborn are babies, their position is consistent. That is to say, the unborn are human beings. They are being killed en masse. That's the logic.
There is something attractive about people who see life heroically in a time when there are very few people that do. And there's a part of their critique, not only about the value of life, but the materialism of our culture, the devaluation of humanity and the human spirit. There's a certain part of what they believe that does have ring true. And it is something to see people who are willing to sacrifice and commit themselves to trying to do something about it.
I quit smoking, quit drinking, quit meat. I circumcised myself.
The only man I know that ever circumcised himself. You know that. You might be.
There's a scene in the movie where Bob Loki and Neil Horsley are talking in the kitchen, talking about women. I found that scene rather illuminating because I think that the movement may be fighting for more than just overturning legal abortion in the United States. They see that as the catalyst of a whole array of issues that really have turned the classic male-female relationships of 10,000 years of human history on its head. I mean, if you think that, hey, the man ruled and women did what they were told and had babies, and all of a sudden that's all been turned upside down within, 30 years, you can see how fundamental this is.
Something going, buddy. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I mean, that's why this, the nation is so confused, because on the one hand, we all want to protect women. But on the other hand, when the woman asks for a right to do something that destroys the will of God, then it's at that point that the woman can no longer be served, but has to, in fact, be resisted. And that's, that's what happens. Men are afraid to stand up.
Have your three protagonists, Bob Loki, Neil Horsley, and the younger Jonathan O'Toole, have they seen the film?
They have not seen the film yet. Well, I guess Jonathan did see some of it, and we've had conversations with them. They know what's going to be in it.
Well, I think the bottom line is that the HBO American Undercover series doesn't tend to have narrators. So it means that there's not a narrative voice interpreting the words of these three men. Yes, there is editing. Yes, we did follow these men for more than a year. But the fact is that these are their words. When they speak to the conflict in their heart, especially Jonathan, who was 19 when we first began filming him, there is both rage within him and compassion. And it's something that just feels utterly American, that he wants to be a part of a cause that's greater than himself. I think they will see themselves reflected in their totality in the film.
Daniel Vohl, Mark Levin, and Daphne Pinkerson, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pinkerson, Vohl, and Levin are producers of Soldiers in the Army of God. The documentary airs this Sunday on HBO.